It's no secret Utah is a majority white state. That majority holds true for mental health workers as well, and it's part of what makes culturally responsive therapy important.
Sometimes if you have an experience with oppression, it's easier to talk with someone else who has an experience of oppression because you are kind of talking the same language.
LaShawn Williams is a licensed therapist and social worker in Utah. She's also a co-founder of the Black Clinicians, a resource for connecting people with Black medical and mental health professionals. Williams says culturally responsive therapy is about therapists doing the work to understand their clients and to enable them to advocate for themselves.
So when we think about being culturally sensitive, we're talking about having these therapists that do not have necessarily a lived racialized experience. If you can't access a Black therapist and you have to access a non-Black therapist, whether it's a non-Black person of color or a white person, it's being empowered to say, do you have a Black therapist that you can consult with as you work with me? Because you will need support to help understand my lived experiences. I may not have the energy to do the explaining, but here we are.
Williams says a therapist with an identity similar to the client can be an important tool in the process. As a social worker, Williams has had experiences where her identity has been a source of connection for her clients.
I was taking over a case from a colleague. My colleague was white. I am not. The client was a Black mom. And when I walked into the house to meet her, she ran to me and said, oh, thank God. I'm so glad I have a Black social worker.
Nichelle Soros has sought therapy to talk about her racial identity and wants to talk to a therapist of color. Soros was my direct supervisor at a former job.
I'm half white, and so I benefit from being half white in ways that are hard for me to reconcile with the half of me that is not white. And I would love to be able to talk to somebody about that.
Soros says when she reached out to a counseling center within her insurance network, the center didn't have any therapists of color on staff.
The receptionist made the assumption that I was trans, which was awkward. When I corrected her and I said, no, it's about my racial identity, she said, oh, we don't have any of those.
Soros says the receptionist was uncomfortable talking about the absence of any therapists of color, instead unnecessarily explaining hiring practices.
My struggles are about belonging and feeling like pulled between and apart from two groups. And figuring out where I fit. And I think there are lots of great therapists who would try really hard. And I don't think therapists who are white would like intentionally say things that would be wrong or hurtful. Like, I think they'd all be trying their best.
When therapists don't fully understand their clients' experiences, they may unintentionally cause harm in what is supposed to be a place of healing. Williams emphasizes connection in culturally responsive therapy and says it's this connection that can help therapists and clients with different experiences work through uncomfortable moments.
Understanding that therapy is a partnership process to move with you, to journey with you along the stages of your life that create disconnection, either by natural occurrence or through systemic or structural oppressions, therapy is helpful. But if you're trying to culturally connect, connections break. But there's power in circling back and saying, you know what, I think I may have messed that up. Can we talk about it?
Because of Utah's demographics, it's possible that many Black and other minority Utahns will only have access to white therapists. Williams says a key part of culturally responsive therapy is for white therapists to understand the social and historical context behind a majority and minority dynamic.
And if you haven't done your work around what you bring with you as a social worker or as a therapist into a community, if you don't know what enters the room with you, you're liable to do unconscious harm and unconscious damage.
Williams says it's unlikely for someone to find one therapist who understands every aspect of their identity.
What's the most important thing to do is to find the place where you feel seen, where you feel like, okay, of these three major issues I have, I don't have to translate two of them, but I'm willing to translate this one issue.
Why would I spend the rest of my days unhappy? Why would I spend the rest of this year alone when I can go therapy?
Additional resources for understanding and accessing culturally responsive therapy can be found at upr.org. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Tamsin Malloy.